Join the chorus. It's time for another North Melbourne Footy Club update with Dean Vasek and special guests on Hashtag Kangaroos.
Hi, this is Ben McKay from the North Melbourne Footy Club, and you're listening to another episode of the Hashtag Kangaroos podcast. Here is your host, Dean.
Thank you, Ben McKay. Welcome to another episode. If this is your first time listening to the show, then welcome. My name is Dean Vasek, and you can find me on Twitter at Hashtag Kangaroos or on Instagram at Hashtag Kangaroos Podcast. Also on TikTok as well now at Hashtag Kangaroos 1. Today I'm back on the Sunday morning hangover show to get your listener thoughts on the game and how it transpired for you. A lot of encouraging signs yesterday, which was good. Outside the first 10 minutes of the game, we pretty much controlled the game throughout the contest. We pretty much won all the statistical categories. I'll quickly go through them now. I'll just load this up now, sorry. I should have been a bit more prepared, but we had more disposals, more kicks, handballs, more inside 50s, 55 to 49, which has been a common theme this year. We do get a lot of inside 50s, but it's how we get them in there. Yesterday was a lot better. Disposal efficiency 77.7% as opposed to Sydney 69.7%. So that's a real big improvement. Efficiency going inside 50. Sydney were a lot better, 51% for the match. We were 43.6%. Stoppages, we absolutely destroyed them. Hitouts 53-29. Goldstein fantastic again. Clearances 47-27 in the game, and center clearances, big bounce back from last week, 18-8. A very dominant performance there, and you know that's a big part through Will Phillips, Hugh Greenwood, George Wardlaw on debut, and stoppage clearances as well, 29-19. Contested possessions were fairly even, 130-135, and outside the first 10 minutes where we were losing by 11, I believe, we pretty much won that. Uncontested possessions too, 237-200. A few more turnovers, but we had a lot more ball, and yeah, more marks. And yeah, another key stat is the tackles inside 50. We had 17 yesterday, and a lot of that has to do with Phoenix Spicer, just that it was very lively up inside the forward 50. We had 72 tackles for the match as opposed to the Swans 62, so we were relentless with our pressure. Pardon me. So yeah, no, fantastic in that regard. So, how do we lose, you might ask? Well, I can give you a couple of reasons. The slow start in the first 10 minutes didn't help. We came out flat and lost the inside 50s count 10-1. So, Sydney had 10 of the first 11 inside 50s. I think we were losing the contested possession count by already 10 and uncontested as well as tackles. And I was thinking after 10 minutes, and I think even Siobhan Rowe tweeted this early, here we go again. The thoughts were already running through my head with negativity about how can we start like this after the week we've just had. I expected energy, and we could have easily been 6 goals down after 10 minutes, really. I mean, the Swans missed some easy shots, set shots and shots on goal in general. And once Simpkin got on the board, and you've seen Wardlaw just be relentless on the attack in the contest, and then Paul Curtis threw hard work kicks, kicks a goal from the boundary line with a couple of fend-offs, and here we go. Back in the game, and it certainly felt like we controlled the game for the rest of the way. We played it how we wanted to play it. A couple of positional changes I did notice. Sheasel went forward and into the midfield. Him and Wardlaw in that middle is a thing of beauty. We smashed them in the middle. Not only winning clearances, but just the way we won them. We were able to get into space and create some outside run and lower our eyes and give our forwards a chance. You know, usually when we get centre clearances, just a hack kick forward, hoping for the best. But yesterday was different with that little bit of class. Powell playing halfback is interesting. Just with that, Greenwood, Wardlaw, Sheasel, LDU, Phillips, Simpkin as well might mean that Powell has to find a new role right now. Things could change, of course, but with Sheasel moving out of there, it freed up a role for him. Had a good second half, started to figure it out a bit more, and did some nice things. Kicked a really good goal in the last quarter to give us a lead, I believe it was, at the time. That might be a role for him going forward for at least the next month or so to see how he goes with that. Oh boy, let's go to the umpiring. Shocking, and not the first time it's been this bad. The penalty for the 76th player rotation was too harsh. I think the stale toenail had a good tweet about the rule, and I'll read the rule read out the rule now. 7.1b, monitor and approve the interchange of players made by each team during the match. So is that our fault for putting an extra player on and having an extra rotation? Or is it the AFL saying, no, you can't, you know, should be coming across and saying, no, you can't put an extra player on. That's it. That's enough for your rotation. If it was Collingwood, it probably wouldn't have happened. Make of that what you will. I think a fine would have been all right. Like, we're still playing with 18. And you fine the club $5,000. If it's more than one, then $10,000 and so forth. You know, three, then $20,000. And if it's more than five, which will never happen, when you get then you get points stripped or something to that degree. You know, it's just unbelievable, and I could talk about ten to fifteen decisions that directly went against us. Anyways, I'm sure I'll have a chance during the week to talk about it with the boys and girls. Let's go to your tweet, anyways. There'll be a lot to go through during the week, so let's just go to Instagram first. And yeah, I don't want to ramble too much about the umpires. It was a positive day, so I want to talk about the things we did have control over and not the abysmal effort by the umpires yesterday. So we'll go to Bailey Tyson. He says, Wardlaw, Sheasel, you don't need to say more. I definitely don't. What an effort from the boys. Heartbreaking loss. This is the bar now. No more 70-plus losses. Time to show up and bring that pressure every week. Great to see Cooper Harvey kick five in the twos. Go Roos. Just on the reserves yesterday, that, I thought they were really good. It looked like it was going to blow out in the third quarter. I think we're down by, I'm going to say, about 35 points. I haven't watched the replay yet, so bear with me. But they fought really hard. They had at that shithole of a ground in Casey Fields, and to lose by 15 points against a pretty good VFL team, I thought it was a really respectable effort. I did see little bits and pieces. Cooper Harvey, 5 goals. Charlie Lazaro, 30-odd touches. Ben Cunnington, 30-odd touches. It puts a little bit of pressure on players above to keep their performance going this week. So, yeah, Taron Thomas was really, really good, which is encouraging. Make of that what you will. I know there's a lot of talk about what he's done off-field, but, he does look a class above for VFL level. Anyways, I'll keep going. Nathan Granger. How hard does Wardlaw crack in? Bailey Scott, welcome back. Sheasel could have won the game off his own boot. He'll be better for this. Christ, I hate the umpires. Again, numerous holding the ball non-decisions, which hurt us. Oh, there was a heap of them, Nathan. I'm sure I'll talk about it during the week. Nick. Hey, Dean, much better from the boys. The team looked balanced and the pressure was there. The end of the game was a bit strange. They needed to learn how to win, but there were opportunities late in the quarter that we could have capitalised on to put us further up. Sheasel Ford looked amazing, and 3 goals was enormous. I think he kicked 2. Or maybe 3, I'm not sure. Paul Curtis's goal was phenomenal. Yeah, it's goal of the year. Wardlaw made a big difference in the middle. It's been a rough week for North and North fans, and a win would have been amazing. Hopefully we can see this effort maintained for the next few games and build some momentum before the mid-year break. Yes, great tweet there, Nick. Tory McGavin, great effort, but feel for the boys. Must be hard on him. Oh, yeah, definitely. James, so impressed with our guys today, and well, we, Geordie Wardlaw. I reckon the interchange breach was part of our strategy. I don't think so. I think we wanted to win. And judging by the supporters at the end of the game, they really wanted to win. So I don't think so. Who's this? KTW. Our future is CCJ in a ruck with Chum up forward. Time to trade Big X. Wardlaw looks to be a gun. Scott and Curtis back in form. How could have been worse? Hall's time is up. Sucks that the players don't get to celebrate, or at least we get a decent draft pick. Oh, we'll definitely get a decent draft pick. Thank you for that, Key. Reese Ingvarsson. Heartbreaking, Dino. Funnily, I find this loss more rough than any of the others this year, but the green shots are growing each game. We got the great glimpse of the future today with Sheasel, Wardlaw, Scott, and Simkin leading the way. It will turn. In Ratton, we must trust. Yes, we're going to have to for now. Sam Catley, Wardlaw, Phillips, Sheasel and Ford, all outstanding. Big steps for CCJ too. Plenty of positives. Wardlaw is an tackling animal. Phillips needs to rock the headband every week. Never seen him attack the egg like that before. Ruse robbed. Yeah, I thought it was Will Phillips's best game for the club, to be honest with you. Looked really good in that middle, just around the stoppages. really classy with his hands. So yeah, no, that was another real positive. Darba, interesting Twitter handle. George and Harry look good together. Yes, they do. Not just physically on the eye, but they look good as far as playing football as well. Brighton Isles, we might not have the 4 points, but we know that we had the better of the game. We walk away with integrity and confidence from this game as the lads found the standards we've been aiming for all year. The sheer mongrel grit and confidence was on display. Now we build and progress. Can the mighty ruse. That's very well said there, Brighton. Matthew Mill. I sadly remember a game many moons ago, probably 15 years, where the Swans played 19 on the field for about 30 seconds and won the game. Seems like we are cursed against them. Gutted they couldn't seal it. That would have been huge for them. Wardlaw with a brilliant debut. I remember many saying it was him and Ashcroft at the top a year ago today. Hope they were right. Yeah, look, it was pretty close, him and Ashcroft. There was, you know, I mean, before all the hamstring problems, it was, you know, 1A and 1B as far as you know, draft picks, I suppose, you know, in order of draft, they were very close up there, but had a few hamstrings, so it just pegged him down a little bit. But yeah, no, he's definitely showed his class yesterday. Rowan Lowe. Yes, we wanted to win and need some wins to show progress, but that effort was great. Not just the effort, but our young guns showing what they're capable of. Yes, very good points there, Rowan. That's it for Instagram. I will go to Twitter now. I really should have planned this a little bit better. I don't even have it open at the moment. So, yeah, look, I'll just go to this right now. All right, so I've just opened up. We'll start with Twitter. Jacko, if I say what I think, I'll be suspended 6 months. He's got a picture of Mikel Arteta on decisions during defeat to Tottenham. So, yeah, no, you'll be fine, mate. So you can say what you think. Someone at, I'm not going to go through his Twitter handle, but it's some_1. Very happy with the pressure structure. Probably best game for Logue Mackay. Wardlaw, 9 out of 10. Ford, 7 out of 10. Yeah, fantastic yesterday, wasn't he? Needs a good run at AFL level. We started a bit scratchy, Ford, in the first quarter, and finished with 20-odd possessions. But, yeah, I think he had 15 in the second half, including 9 in the third quarter. So he really lifted his game as the game went on. Scott, 8 out of 10. Still needs more clean disposal. But I thought his disposal was pretty good yesterday. But, yeah, he was absolutely fantastic. Spicer needs to stick the tackles. I thought, yeah, he stuck a few. There's a few they fend off, but that's just part of being a little bit smaller. But his pressure was relentless. Drury needs to go back to VFL for a bit. I don't know about that. I'd like to see him still get a run at it. Howe never again. I thought that Howe was actually quite good yesterday when he came on. Had a good impact. So, yeah, no, I didn't see anything that he did wrong. Con Malice at K Malice. Highlights CCJ, Shees, George, Scott and Paul Curtis. Tackles and pressure negatives. Composure at times. Interchange infringement. Umpiring was horrendous across the game. Yes, it certainly was. Jesse at Jesse C. Good energy and pressure. Wardlaw is a star. When he can get midfield minutes up and forward half Sheasel, my God, yes, no, he's him. Both those boys are going to be something that we're very excited about. Thank you, Jesse. I'll speak to you during the week. I hope Christopher Weinberg at CRJ Weinberg. The response to Franklin quarter one was reassuring and good seeing Logue find a way to have an impact after a very poor start. Yeah, look. Some of his spoils were fantastic. His intercepts were really good. So, yeah, no, he found a bit of form. Probably just keeping the back line now. Robert at Adrian's Bob. Great effort from the boys today. So, if and proud of them. Umpiring screwed us over again. Yeah, well, I probably did. Matt Robinson at Matt Rob 885-18961. Really happy with the pressure in the game till the very end. Wardlaw is a star. Hard nut. Ford, my man, has to stay in the team. Phillips and Powell did great. Scotty had a point to prove. Curtis is X-Factor Goal of the Year contender. Bergman will play better when his brother joins. I certainly hope so, but I don't think that'll be happening. Ben Hunter at B_Hunter21. Problem with it, with being a bad team is you get a poor fixture, bad time slots, and the worst standard of umpiring ever. needs to be looked into. Why have four umpires if they aren't up to standard? One thing I will say, look, we seem to get Lee Fisher for a lot of games, twilight games, which is sort of saying something. He's a shocking umpire. I'll say that about him right now. He's not fit enough to umpire, and because he's played the game before, that he gets a gig every week. He's getting a worse game pretty much. This is a game yesterday between 16th and 13th, so they would have looked at the fixture here, have this one. I don't understand. Elaney. I don't think she's a very good umpire, and I'm not the only one who thinks about that. And the other guy was just as bad, really. So they've put the worst umpires all in the same game. I think if you're going to have bad umpires do all the bad games, then you're going to see the result. You should, there's some good umpires. I mean, I'd say there's 9 good umpires. Surely there's 9 good umpires. Put them with a Lee Fisher. So the mistakes aren't as, big, I guess. You'll get rid of the 4 umpires. That's a joke. The more they see, the more errors they seem to make. And the more umpires out there, the more they miss. I don't know how. Just go back to 3. Just keep it simple. You might as well have 3, and I'd rather they see less and pay less, to be honest with you. And, I'm just gobsmacked about how bad it was yesterday. Anyways, that's my rant over. I won't talk about the umpires anymore. I want to talk about the positivity of yesterday's performance. Paul Falakis at Paul Falakis. Wardlaw, CCJ, Scott, Sheasel, Scott. I could go on, but for me, the thing that impressed me most was we never dropped our heads when the Swans looked like kicking away a few times, like we have done in other games this year. Yeah, that's what I was waiting for, to be honest, all game. So, full credit to the boys. If anything, we look like we're going to kick away to a 5 or 6 goal win halfway through the last quarter when Sheasel snapped that goal on his left to go 15 points up. So, that's a real encouraging sign. Daniel at Bookshop Addict. Love the effort and enthusiasm. I thought we were going to get done by 10 goals or more after the first 15 minutes, but they dug it, matched it with the Swans, and then beat them for all but the final few minutes. And just on that first 10 minutes, geez, that was hard to watch. It reminded me of probably the last 5 or 6 weeks. We just had a really flat period. Lucky the Swans didn't kick straight. Otherwise, we would have been in trouble early, and it looked like it was going to get really ugly early too. So, I think even Mark McGowan tweeted about it and sort of said, this looks like it's going to get really ugly quickly. And I'm sure I wasn't the only one. I'm sure Siobhan Rowe wasn't the only one that sort of, I know she had a tweet that sort of called it spiritless, and it was just really flat. So, I've talked about that earlier, but it was a tough start, but after that, great response. And Brett Rutten said it as well. It was a great response from all the boys. So, good stuff. Marnie Cohen, at Marnie Cohen, we all know who she is. Our biggest supporter, I reckon. Hugh Greenwood, Bailey Scott, and George Wardlaw, say no more. Yes, they were all fantastic, especially your boy, Hugh. Mark Hello at Mark Hello Sevens. Last week, we talked about a crap list we had. Today, that was shown to be rubbish. We have exciting young talent, Taron Thomas and LDU, to come in at that side. Premiership midfield is there already. There's question marks on certainly some players, but I think I went through it with him. And look at the team last week. You can't just give up on players like Phoenix Spicer just yet and Curtis Taylor and a number of others. So, they've got to be, they're out of form. And there's a big difference between being out of form and being not up to the level. And we just had a number of players that have been out of form, unfortunately. So, now the list is looking a lot better after yesterday's performance, and the direction looks a lot better after yesterday's performance. Shinboner at page_GMA, got 2 hours to win a game. Umpiring first time in a long time. We actually had no passengers for the first time in 5 years, at least. I loved how we didn't give up Swans. Had that 2 or 3 goal buffer all day. We stayed the course and kept sticking to it. That's all we asked for. That's definitely all we asked for, really, is just effort. Consistently giving the effort. The King at the Index Tracker, make sure to give him a follow. He does some really good videos of certain points in the game. George Wardlaw, game high 31 pressure acts from just 63% game time. He's His ability to go after contest after contest after contest. Sorry again. It's just I haven't seen it since pretty much Clayton Oliver. He's just he's so desperate to win that football. He's a culture setter. Yeah, he's the type of player that gives you energy. And there's no doubt, yesterday he gave us that energy. When we were flat, he did some things that got us going in that first quarter particularly. So, very, very encouraging to see him. Sean Barry at Shawnee KB. Today, even more encouraging than the two wins for me. Shees, Wardlaw and Phillips, the centre bouncers, outdoing Warner, Parker and Gordon was awesome. Never want to hear that Bayless Good is no good again from a supporter. Was fantastic. Go Roos. I think, Bailey Scott, fantastic game yesterday, but he's been a bit down this year. We can't deny that. And, a lot of people sort of said, they said, can't get rid of him. We weren't talking about get rid of him. Like, he's just been out of form. He hasn't, top three in the best and the freshest. And I think that expectation last year, we wanted him, we really want a player like that to kick on. And yesterday he was just showed how much of a, a great player and, what a good player and the potential you see in him. And we just want to see that on a more consistent level, and it's going to be a big challenge for him next week to back it up against Collingwood. Daniel Powell at _Daniel_Powell. They showed so much effort throughout the entire game. Excited about what the future holds for North Melbourne Football Club. These kids showed us all that we have a lot to look forward to. Simpkin walk the walk after the presser this week. Just asking for the same effort next week. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Daniel, good tweet. Azaru Bianco at No Fuss North. Can we just admire the Warlord? Yes, well, definitely. Plus beautiful signs from the Shees, Ford and Elvis. Yes, Elvis is Eddie Ford, in case people don't know. Much to like from the new boys, definitely. Anthony DC at DC 78 Nth. George and Harry are going to be fun to watch for the next decade or so. Yes, definitely. Schimmelboner at Paul Canane 1. Great signs, lots of positives and confidence to come from the match. Scott, CCJ, Phillips, Wardlaw, Sheasel, Ford, etc. Lots of character today. That's what we need to display for the remainder of the year. Yes, there's definitely a common theme here. Matt O'Dwyer at Matt O'Dwyer 2. Should have won to a side that played off in a grand final last year. Yes, they were undermanned, but so were we. No LDU ball, Clarko. Gutsy effort, Cooper Harvey to debut next week. I don't know if Cooper Harvey comes in next week. We got Zerha to come in. That might be the only change I could think of, as far as I know. I don't think Aiden Cole will come back in. Flynn Perez won't come back in. And there was another 1 week injury. It's not coming to my mind right now. I think. And you've got Taron Thomas look pretty good in the reserves as well. And you can't really drop anyone. There's probably, maybe Daniel Howell goes out of the 23. And, maybe a Blake Drury, just through weight of numbers, not because he's, I'd like to see Blake Drury be given more opportunities. But, it's at least there's selection this week is, it's going to be tough. But it's going to be tough in a good way. There's pressure for spots, which is, from a positive perspective. So, we'll see how we go. John Rose at JN Rose 65. Don't forget Phillips. He had massive clearances. His hands were fantastic yesterday. I think he only had two kicks for the game, but he had like something like 15 handballs. So, it's really good. Cooper Harvey kicked 4 again in the AFL. He actually kicked 5. So he comes in for Spicer. The Spicer experiment is over. I thought Spicer was pretty good. Don't know about that, John. Roos Sewart at Roos Sewart 118. Sheasel keeps his chin up. Had the chance to seal the game. He went better. Wardlaw bargain pick in the draft. Great to see Simpkin lifted without his good mate in LDU. Tackles count really good. Phillips doing a lot of dirty work. Anyone knocking him can get stuffed. I think he'll go and get stuffed. Good to see him. Best to go, like I said earlier. Justin at Justin Street 89. I think we all just relieved that Horn Francis trade was a win-win for both parties. Oh, don't say that to Kane Cords. He thinks it's a what? Jason Horn Francis is the greatest thing that's ever played the game. So, I agree. It will be a win-win for both parties. Michael at Michael C.O. 678. Wardlaw, wow, she's a wow. Curtis, that guy, my son, and I were right behind it. That was magic. Bailey Scott was brilliant. CCJ was good. A real great performance today. Umpires were shit. We will be okay. Go Roos. Yes, I. Good tweet there, Michael. Six Kino at Six Kino. If you don't laugh, you'll cry. Oh, definitely. I think I was pretty close to crying after that free infringement in the last minute. But instead I just said a few expletives, and it was probably the first time I got really angry at the footy. Not just because of that decision right at the end, but the umpire. Yeah, it was just. And I don't want to go on about the umpires. I've already done that. But anyways, Shane Jolly at Shane Jolly. Thought we played tremendously well. Actually, really like this side. George Bryant, Ford showed a bit. CCJ, very lively. And so too Spicer. Shame about the umpires who are so bloody one-sided. Yes, I agree. Cameron Johnson at Roo Boy Star. Some really good signs today. Love seeing Wardlaw and Sheasel both playing in the midfield. Wardlaw will be a contested beast. Also impressed with the games of Bailey Scott and Coleman Jones. Yes, Coleman Jones. Very good to see him pluck a few marks yesterday. They were undermanned, Sydney, so I will downplay it just a little bit. I don't want to damage his ego too much, just in case you're listening to CCJ. But it's going to be interesting. He might be going against like a Darcy Moore or someone to that degree next week. So hopefully he can put in another good performance next week. Wolfpack 1198. We played good, a lot of intensity this week, and smashed them in clearances. I'll take heart off that effort, but need to close our games better. Finally lost my voice at the game for the first time in a long time. Yeah, it's good to see Wolfpack. Yeah, don't turn your back on the Wolfpack. You might wind up in a body bag. Sorry, I was just doing a theme song from NWA Wolfpack in the 90s. Martin at Martin B 1708. I'm incredibly proud of our boys. They played a fantastic game, but I'm absolutely gutted that our win has taken from us by the umpires. Yes, Marty Blake. Thank you for that tweet, Martin. Marty Blake, we looked much better with Wardlaw in the middle. CCJ taking marks was also positive. Eddie Ford held his own and should get more game time. Scott's best game of the year. Oh, best game of his career. I thought he was absolutely brilliant. Dazzy K at Dazzy K01. He's got a GIF. Jose, the special one, Jose Mourinho. He said, I can't see that first part. It's got the GIF, not to speak. If I am, I'm in big trouble. It must be about the umpiring. Yes, Greg Banova. And I love the special one. Good GIF there. Outstanding clearance. Greg Banova at G Banova. Outstanding clearance game against seasoned opposition at centre bounce and stoppages led by Goldie with Simkin and Greenwood stepping up and breakout first game by Wardlaw. Get games into the young guys and our future looks bright. LDU and Zerha to come back, plus Cunners too. There's a bit more depth. Ryan Law at Rhino_83. Everything we have been wanting to see from the team. Eddie Ford looked at home. Scott's best game for the year by a long way. I actually really enjoyed Will Phillips' game. Yeah, I agree. Midfield of Shees, Wardlaw, LDU, Phillips, Simkin in 2 years could be boss. CCG starting to find his feet as well. Thank you for that. Long live LFC. The standards were obvious, though. He won't get much of a mention, but Ford was finding himself in some pretty handy positions. Played a little bit of the wing, which is good to see, and half forward. He rotated between there, 15 touches in the second half, Eddie Ford. Benito, Jaya Ratnam at Benito J70, the best team loss. You're up against it when you're playing the umps as well. To see a lot of Swan supporters leave the ground with long faces tells a story that it didn't deserve to win it. Ah, look, full credit to Sydney. they're very undermanned as well. Missing forwards, missing key backs, missing Callum Mills in the midfield. So they're missing some key players as well. But, they just found a way to win in the end. Rooboy at APREC Life. This is all we ask for is pressure and effort. Win or lose, it's no issue. Yes, that's true. Tyron Thomas at Tyron_Thomas6. No issue with the infringement court. Was there and would expect it to be... get called the other way too. Rest of the umpiring, yes, a throw up face. emoji. But so many positives to come out of that game. Too many to tweet. Yes, effort, Wardlaw, hashtag. Thank you for that. Dr. Paul Gordon at PaulGordonJack01. The desperation and the chasing were brilliant. This caused Swans players to panic and cough up the ball. Wardlaw's debut was up there with Sheez. Geez, his explosive tackles, if his life depends on it. Exactly what we need. Yes, he's relentless at attack on a football is something that we can be very happy with. Harvey Sutherland at Harvey South. Club is cursed, no doubt. Oh, we're not cursed. No. We're not. I mean, every club goes with that. I remember listening to an episode of, what was it? It was an episode on a podcast. That's the one. And they talked about the Henshin Tigers in one episode. A Japanese baseball team suck for decades of poor performances after offending the spirit of the KFC founder. They threw like a statue or something like that into a water. So attempts to list the curse have included fans apologising to KFC store managers and making offers to the statues of the colonial outside of restaurants. So yeah, that's a podcast by Titus and O'Reilly and Mick Malloy. So very funny, but we're not cursed. I don't believe in that sort of stuff. So no, we're fine. We just didn't have much luck, unfortunately. So all right, I'll go to Piercy now at Evie Dance 863-704-80. I like CCJ. Thought Larky was better today as well. Thought Bailey Scott's role adjustment really worked well. Sheezer was great and Wardlaw was good and will get better with more exposure. Mackay and Logue. We're good in defence. Plenty of positives. Yes, plenty of positives indeed. Tony Hunter, 1957. Best second half from Scott in a long, long, long while. Best game of his career, I believe. L-O-E-L-O-O-W-E-Z at incredible D-E-T-R-2. Couldn't be proud of the effort and pressure. Brilliance from Shreeze or Wardlaw, exciting. Baylor Scott is standing. A lot to like, definitely there. Yes, thank you. Ryan Hawkins at Hawkins 3. I love the grunt and competitiveness Wardlaw has brought to the team in his first game. Ford, CCJ and Phillips were fantastic ins. This is going to really put some heat on for selection, which is great for the club. Logue was all right, but needs to get off the pies. I don't know where... don't listen to Kane Corns. That's the first thing. Don't ever listen to what he says. He's going to have a dig at the club. I've got no doubt today about throwing plastic bottles on the field. He's not overweight. He looks fine. Rusty_Snake at Rusty_Snake. Gutted at the result. Love the pressure and run. We need to do the same next week. Looks like no injuries, so let's go with the same team to get some familiarity. Great effort. Yes. Thank you. Michael Harvey at Ruboy 9699. The premiership years. How does Elaney... Gluftus continue to get a game? She just has no feel for the play or what holding the ball is. Well, she doesn't know what holding the ball is for us anyway. Stock Watch Oz. Pressure was awesome. Entries inside 50, much better. Two talls inside 50 makes us look so much better also. Well, yeah, I mean, you're playing an underman defence, not to downplay it. Yeah, they were really good yesterday, but you're playing an underman defence and... yeah, it makes a difference. Will Lee at Wheedler V1. A lot better team effort and all the kids stepped up. Future is bright. Yes. Billy Wordle at D-O-P-Name Bro. Interesting Twitter handle. Big call, but Warlord's debut game was even better than Sheezel. Whoa. No, I don't know about that. Oh, that Sheezel. Nah, he was really good in debut against West Coast. But, you know, it doesn't really matter anyway. Jeremy Wimbunyama. Oh, it's not the basketball player, is it? Not Victor. Victor's brother. At Jeremy Reichelt. Thought all played well. Best game at the club for CCJ, Scott and Ford. Thought Georgie Hu and Will Phil were great in the middle. She's an absolute star. Oh, we all know that. I'll try and go through this a bit quicker. I think I'm about halfway through. There was a lot of tweets yesterday, and it's good to see. Simon D at Simon_D_Vic. Loved it. Stayed competitive, didn't crumble when behind. Used the ball well. More run across the ground. Wardlaw and Sheez are going to be awesome. Lots to like. JT at Ruboy 1988 played so well, the tackling was impressive and actually managed to hit targets by foot. Play like that every week and the wins will come, definitely. Isaac Hendry at iHendry 10 would have won if you don't tank at the end there. Yeah, no, we didn't do that. Liptrot at Alipo 123. The pressure was fantastic. Every single player put it. Also great to have a few goals kicked in a row. Just felt like we were a competitive unit. Definitely were. Reese at Lil Reese Brew. Watching the young guys like Phillips, Sheez and Waller going to centre bounces was great. All of 25 games experience between them and winning the clearances absolutely smashed them, Reese. Thank you. Benny at Bennyfall 16. The kids were amazing. All stood up. Yes, they certainly did. At Dan Down Under _ outplayed Sydney, just closer to a better draft pick, I suppose. Always helps. Chips at Chips 22509. At the end of the day, that type of game effort is all the fans want to see. Results would come with those efforts. Yes, they will. Definitely. Daniel Norris at dnorris _13. Wardlaw awesome. CCG great in the air. And Simpkins stepped up big time. Sheezel up forward was exciting to watch. Yes. Oh, and in the midfield. No, don't forget that. Aaron at the As Kaz. Just happy to see effort. Wardlaw, Phillips and Sheezel together. CCG played well. It would be nice to have a break from injuries and a bit of continuity getting the best 22 together. Oh, look, that's part of football. You're going to get injuries, so yeah, you can't really do much with that. So, I've lost where I was. Sorry, Scott Whitten. No, at great Scott TX. Great effort all game. Played smart all night until the end when they just started bombing inside into the 50. Have to say, hey, how played very well. Yeah, he came on, did a really good job. I thought he was really good. James Duke at James Duke 12345. Wardlaw will continue Cunningham's legacy. Bailey Scott came of age. Hopefully can keep this up and show us the talent he has shown consistently. Daniel, thank you. Yes, he will. Daniel at DPAT0. I'm going to do something to AFL headquarters that isn't in the Bible. Oh, geez, be careful. I shouldn't have said that tweet, actually, just in case something does happen here. Jedi _Kanga at Jedboy980. Effort intent was there all around the ball. Wardlaw must play from now on. Hall should not. One's Cairns at Kate's _postcards. Tackles. Yeah, I noticed Aaron Hall missed a few that were really important. Just putting some... Yeah, look... I mean, we kind of need his drive out of the back line, especially if we lose Sheezel out of there. Like, he does give us a little bit of run, but Jesus, some of his tackles, they need a stick. Just some really flimsy, half-hearted attempts. So, yeah, which is quite frustrating on occasions. But, look, he did a job, and he will play next week, I think. Mike Tipper at M Tipper. I am happy with this loss than either of our two wins. This was against the grand finals from last year. Yeah, definitely. I prefer to win. I still enjoy the win. So Graham King at Glue Park Enigma. Umpiring was a disgrace, but I'm used to it now, and so are the players. So we were still in the game right to the end. Keep in mind, this team had no Zerha, LDU, Cunners, Thomas, ? Sorry. Oh, geez, I don't know what's going on with this morning. I've had coughing fits and I'm sneezing. And Taylor. Cooper, Harvey got 5 in the reserves as well, so there is light at the end of the tunnel, definitely. Brendan Tohill. At Brendan Tohill, CCJ, Wardlaw, Sheezel and Scott. Stars, yes, definitely. Corey at Causer _89. We had much more balanced midfield. Not just pressure attacking players. Wardlaw, Greenwood and Phillips all got their hands dirty and were brilliant defensively in the centre. She's controlled that second half. That's his position aside from now on. Overall, a tick, definitely. Cozzy 23 at Cosm 23. The loss really hurts, but I'm just happy we were competitive. Wardlaw was awesome with 6 clearances and 9 tackles. Sheezel with 2 goals and playing in the midfield. CCJ with 7 marks, 4 21 touches. Spicer lively. And wow, that goal from Kudus. Go Kangas, definitely. BB at Clarko's home baby. Interesting Twitter handle. Played effing well, deserved the win. Wardlaw, Sheezer, Scott, Simpkin, CCJ, excellent, yes. I'll go to Thinker now at Thoughtful One. CCJ, Ford and Spicer all had good games. Need to persist and let them build more confidence. Wardlaw and Phillips look good and showed what the future holds. Once they are both fully match fit, watch out. Definitely. Oh, not this Twitter handle. That one. I think he's going for why can't we play with this intent every week? Wardlaw is a star. Stats might not show it, but Baylor Scott went back to the 2022 self. CCJ was great. Proud effort. Yes, they're very good. Steve at Steve 165-852-03. That's the standard. Go to Wind in Wind, but had Harley in the middle. Harley Reid, obviously. Stephen at Stephen Woos. Ford should never play again. I don't know what game you're watching. If you actually think that. Thank you, Stephen. Graham King at Glue Park Enigma. I require proof of their interchange infringement. I don't just accept their word for it. I'm hearing murmurs about blood rule being involved. So is this the expectation? You play with one man less under the rule to avoid a forced interchange? Yeah, look, I mean, there's going to be more that comes out in the coming days, so we'll see how we go with that. Almost done. Batesy at Mitch 23. Batesy, lost for words, yes. Sean at Sean underscore Mitch. Umpiring aside, future was on display. Need polish and some extra talent. Still lots of work to do. Yeah, well, there's always work to do, and you always want to get better. So, yes, very good points. And last one, Jeffrey Ellis at Jeffrey 640-71959. Address the lopsided soft Sydney advantages paid. I didn't want to say that word, and the bullshit never before once in a lifetime square up. The game is fixed to keep the Sydney market interested. Look, I'm not going to go into that. I don't think that was the case, but yes. Look, the umpiring wasn't great. All right, so that is it. For today's show, once again, thanks to all you lovely listeners for all the likes, retweets, comments you all put in the show. And thanks to all the Twitter tweets you put out as well, and Instagram ones. So, yeah, it's much appreciated. I couldn't do this podcast without your support. If you can leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform you use as well, that would be awesome. I'll be back on Tuesday evening with the boys once again, so look out for that show. And that's it. Today, I will leave a shout out to Azaru Bianco. I probably should have picked an easier name, at No Fuss North on Twitter. Until Tuesday, bye for now and go Roos.